Wow.
Coming in on the beat.
Coming on the beat?
That's all you got to do.
Yeah?
All right.
Yeah.
All right, here we are. Another Saturday, another show.
Yeah. 39 degrees Fahrenheit.
Bring him down. He's hot. Hot as hell.
Hot. It's cold outside, but hot in here. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
So what's going on?
Ah, feeling good, dude.
Yeah,
man.
You're looking good.
Thanks, dude. I've been working out a little bit.
Yeah?
Like, I've been working out solidly for the past 3 days in a row. Just push-ups, pull-ups. Ooh, and get this. Sit-ups.
Right. Oh, you're on the sit-ups team.
I want a flat stomach. I want a six-pack by the summer.
Six-pack by the summer.
I'm not saying it's going to happen. I just want it.
Do you think it's going to happen?
No.
Want to put a wager on it?
Yeah?
Yeah.
$20.
$20.
$20. Visible six pack.
Right, how about a lunch?
Like midsummer.
A lunch.
A lunch?
All right, a lunch.
Deal.
Why not a six pack?
Ooh, but then. Yeah.
A six pack for a six pack.
I like that.
I like that a lot.
That's a good
six
bet.
Six pack for a six pack.
Yeah, professor doing our sound today.
All right.
He's earning the answers.
Can we get a,
hello.
Can we get a stomach shot a week to see how you're progressing? We'll put it up on the site.
Sure.
All right.
I'll go for that. I'll do it for the sake of radio.
I like it.
Your site's looking good. A lot of good stuff on there. Site's looking good.
The site's coming along.
Yeah.
It's getting there. Yeah. I need more pictures from you, which obviously we'll get for your six-pack for a six-pack competition.
Done.
I love it.
What do you got for me?
I was outside in the park today.
Uh-huh.
You know, they promised a nice weekend this weekend, and it was chilly.
Yeah.
It was kind of cold. It was the first day of spring on a Friday.
Right.
And it was cold. But I was outside playing a little tennis, and it got me thinking.
Hmm.
If I were Obama, one thing I would reinstate, gym class for America. Gym class for America.
Right? Oh,
for America.
For like just us? Like even though
gym
we're not
class,
in school?
Yeah, for America.
You're kidding me.
I'm not.
What do you mean reinstate? Was it ever something that was like there?
I'm saying I would install gym class for America. I would have
you said reinstate, so I thought it was already a program that was called.
No, there was no program.
All right. Well,
but I think there needs to be a program. Gym class for America.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean I like going to the park and you know, if I have a soccer ball by myself.
Sure.
I like to if somebody comes up, he's like, hey, you know, you mind if I kick it around with you? I'm like, dude, why not? You know?
If someone comes up to you?
Yeah, and if I'm like, kicking a soccer ball by myself, or if you know somebody's got a soccer ball, and you want to
out there kicking a soccer ball.
Why, man? I like
are you kicking it to?
I'm juggling. You know, like I'm a soccer ball
juggling.
Yeah, that's fun.
I like it.
And if you know, why not have another guy juggling? You know?
Oh yeah, I mean, better to play with two people than by yourself,
right?
Yeah.
Story of my life.
It's just masturbation.
Totally. So,
so what's going on? Turn him down. Still hot.
I'm still hot.
It's cool. It's
maybe
cool.
It's just your maybe just your levels.
No, you're looking good, buddy.
Thanks, dude. Thanks, dude.
So what's going on? Give me the hot topic of the day.
Hot topic. The commies keep emailing me.
Oh, from the place you went to? What are they saying?
They're just trying to get me to go to their events, and I'm like, you know what? I should have never given them my email address. Because they're like straight up commies.
I know,
like,
and they really think you are too, because you really convinced them you were. And you've kind of convinced all of us you're kind of a commie.
Really?
You're a red.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You're a bit of a red, but it's cool.
I'll blacklist me. You
know? Yeah, I mean, Giggles 2.0.
Yeah. I got a question for you.
All right, I got an answer.
All right. If you were to ever go to a tanning salon, would you?
No, I would never go to a
would you?
Tanning
okay.
Salon.
If you were a girl, all
right.
Which you're not, would you ever
no.
Would you ever go to a tanning salon if there was a dude behind the counter?
Tough to answer that question because I'm not a chick.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, yeah. I guess if I was going to go to a tanning, I probably wouldn't go to a tanning salon, though.
No, I wouldn't either.
I'm just not into the whole tanning thing. I mean, you know, it's great to have a little color.
Yeah.
But when it's March and there's really no sun out yet and you look like you've been on a beach for a couple of weeks,
yeah,
it's kind of a little awkward.
Yeah, totally.
It just doesn't make sense. Yeah. It's unnatural. It doesn't do it for me.
I'll let you know a little secret. I've been once.
Once? How was
once.
It?
It was kind of weird. Like, it was just really weird. Like, my girlfriend at the time was like, oh, you know, I'll get a free tan if you go. And I was like, all right, fine. You know, it's like, I'll go tanning.
So you had to pay for it and she got a free one?
Yeah, I don't know. I forget. It was like years ago.
Sounds like that's why it worked out.
But I went there and I was just like, what, you know, I had to work afterwards. All
right.
So I was all like greasy going to a catering shift and I smelt like tanning lotion. And,
I bet.
And I think people
looked at me. Did you wear those like those glasses?
No, I put my underwear over my eyes.
You put your underwear over your – so you were in there nude?
No. Well, like maybe I put my shirt over my eyes. I didn't let the balls get toasted. There was no.
So you had.
Can we say that? Can we say balls?
You can say whatever you want.
Okay.
Can we say toasted?
Toasted.
Lightly, toasted balls. Nicely toasted. Nicely toasted.
So I didn't. You know, I didn't want that to happen because, you know, if I'm gonna get skin cancer, I don't want it on my balls. You know.
No, that's a bad place to have it.
Yeah. So. What?
So that's
it. So that's it. I've only been doing.
What was your point of the the tanning story?
I just see all these little tanning places popped up.
There's
and
a lot of
them. I
think
they're sketchy because I think they're dudes with like cameras in there trying to get chicks to get naked and rub oil on them.
Sure there are.
I mean, if I was to open a tanning place, that's what I would do. You know,
I'm sure there are a lot of places that have hidden cameras,
yeah,
all that sort of thing. But I mean, like. I mean, you think about the who do you think go to those places?
Chicks. Who want to be hot.
To want to be tan.
Want to be tan.
Right.
But it being tan is part of the whole, quote, being hot.
Right.
You know, I guess.
But I don't really know anybody who goes tanning.
No?
None of the girls I know. Maybe it's just not a...
No?
I don't know.
All right. What do you think about unhidden cameras?
Explain yourself, because
I'm seeing cameras... Are you really? I'm seeing cameras everywhere on the street.
Unhidden cameras.
Unhidden cameras.
So they're cameras.
But they're not hidden.
So what are they monitoring?
I don't know. I saw a camera in my neighborhood that was just on a residential building, and it looked really sketchy. Cause I was
all
like,
right, let me ask you this. When the plane came down – your phone's ringing, buddy. When the plane came down, the Miracle on the Hudson – put your phone down.
All right. My mom.
The Miracle hey, pick it up. Talk to your mom.
All right, hold on a second.
Is she already gone?
Ma.
Eagle has landed.
She's landed. We were talking about the Miracle on the Hudson, and you call and you say the Eagle has landed. Well, I'm glad to know. So
okay, yeah. Yeah, that was something, wasn't it?
Yeah. You're mom, you're live on the air. I said you're live on the air. We're doing
live on the air.
Yeah, we're doing the radio show.
What radio show?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
That's awesome.
That's great.
20 hours from Chicago and you're
Yeah, well, you know, I'm reaching out, Mom. You know?
What?
I'm reaching out. We're not getting paid for it yet, but it's fun.
Reaching out. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So how was your trip?
You'll get a kick out of this.
Yeah. I'm sure our listeners will too.
We breezed through Atlanta.
Uh huh.
You know, straight through 75, and on the other south of Atlanta, it said road work ahead, and everything came to a screeching halt. I mean, just miles of
Mrs. Giggles.
Want traffic? So then all of a sudden it said, "Okay, half a mile. There's a gas station. No exit off." And Lori says, "Oh, well, we can just keep plugging along." I said, "I'm going to go get some coffee." So I get in the right lane, which is, you know, not many cars in there because they don't go through there. So I headed all the way through the right lane to get off the exit. Lori says, "We can get right back on there." I said, "I think we need some coffee." So I get off, go into this gas station, and there's this,
careful.
To go to the bathroom, and these two guys are standing there talking to this huge black guy, and these two guys look like I think they were with the race car people or something, and they're telling they have to get around this traffic because they have to go south and exit, and then north all the way back to Chattanooga by early afternoon. So he's saying, "Well, I got to get some gas and stuff, but just follow me, and I'll lead you around the traffic." So I said, "Oh, okay." So I go over to the guy. I says, "Can we follow you too?" He said, "Sure." I said, "Well, just be a minute." And so he's out in this huge dually truck. So here's this big black guy in this huge dually truck, and these other two guys in a big pickup truck, and Lori and I in the Echo, and we've got a train going around the back roads of Georgia. He led us all the way around past the traffic. Past the road work, and we went right on our way.
Nice. Right. So a midnight train through Georgia.
But it helps to talk to people, right?
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Totally. So anyway,
right.
That was our little deal.
Nice. Well, I'm glad the big black guy in the dually truck got you through the traffic.
Right. Yeah. He did. I was happy about that.
Good. All right. Well, Yeah.
So we're on our way.
All right.
We got here, so we didn't do too bad.
Good. All right.
So anyway, well, you're obviously busy, so I just want to let you know that we got in on time. Not on time, but we got in.
Right. You're not on a schedule.
I'm not on schedule, but halfway on schedule. So,
good.
Yeah, not too bad.
All right, Mom.
All right, well, I'll talk to you later. Call me, you can call me tomorrow if you want, when you're able to chat.
All right.
All right, love you, sweetie.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Wow, that was totally Mrs. Giggles.
That was awesome.
So many things are so clear.
Yeah, no, it really all really makes sense.
A lot of my questions were just answered.
All I heard was big black guy. Big black guy. Everything else was kind of like muttered along, and she just kind of kept going, big black guy.
Yeah.
Totally makes sense down in Florida down there.
Yeah, totally. But, you know.
All right, getting back on the issue. Yeah. We were talking about there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
You're talking about cameras everywhere. You're kind of you're against it, I have the feeling. You're like, I don't want this to be the big eye in the sky looking down at me.
Yeah.
But when there was the Miracle on the Hudson,
yeah,
I'm sure you were one of the first people to go, I can't wait to see the footage. And when the footage came in, you were like, oh, that's amazing. We get to see the plane crash. That's because there was cameras.
Right.
Because there's cameras to like capture these moments.
Yeah.
Of, you know, but, humanity or...
Yeah, but that's one in every 550,000. And I know that cameras are good in some sense if somebody's getting kidnapped or beaten. As far, you know, there's been a case in Fort Lauderdale where some dude got beaten by a gang of kids, and it turned out to be a hate crime. And the kids got identified by the camera, and these 16-year-old punks who beat the crap out of this old guy got some serious sentences, which I think was
there you go.
Just
and what about when your dad got hit by a car? You would like to see, you know?
I would love to see the cameras.
See, exactly.
I mean, because you know.
So here you are. You're saying you don't want the cameras, but then you're saying, but in some instances, it's okay.
I really didn't say I didn't want them. I was just talking about it. It was just a topic of conversation.
I was just trying to take the opposite side. But if you're just going to take the middle ground giggles again and again and again,
giggles 2.0.
Yeah. I guess to get back on that kind of stuff, we'll one more thing here. I was watching this thing the other day on, you know how in San Francisco there's the Golden Gate Bridge?
Right.
And that's like known for the most suicides. There was that movie on it. I don't know if you ever heard of that one. But there was a documentary on suicide survivors and stuff like that, or like people who actually didn't go through with it. But the Golden Gate Bridge is one of the biggest like suicide jumpers. In America, yeah. And I was watching this thing on in Japan, Mount Fuji. There's a huge forest around Mount Fuji. And that's a forest where people – that's their Golden Gate Bridge. They go to this forest to die.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's that whole thing where, like, if you're not doing your part in society, you're supposed to kill yourself. Like,
they
call Japanese culture of like thinking like that.
Yeah.
So they go to this forest and they kill themselves. And there was this one guy who was a survivor. He went to the forest, slashed his wrists, didn't die right away, walked around the forest for like 3 or 4 days, just like starving, slit wrist, bleeding to death. And then someone found him and he was a survivor. So he was like, and now he's all pro-life and everything. But it's just amazing, the whole, like...
He didn't have a sword to fall on.
Yeah, I guess
like
not.
A samurai.
Yeah, the whole samurai dead.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
I know that you and Frank were planning to disconnect me, and I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
All right.
I love that the click
on the iPod comes totally. Up. We got to fix that.
Yeah. But,
hey, what are you going to do?
Settings.
It's all about the settings.
Do you think... I mean, I see a lot more people with headphones in now on the subway. It just seems like everybody's shutting off. You know, and they just want to get their own little world.
Yeah, it's definitely a... everyone doesn't care about what else is good, what's going around them anymore.
No. Sometimes I do the headphones in, but I'm not listening to anything, just so people think I'm listening to something, and I can hear them talking.
Why don't you just take out the headphones? You want to trick them.
Yeah.
It's a clever ruse.
Yeah, totally.
What do you gain out of this? What do you hear? Do you feel that anyone's talking about you?
No. I mean, I wouldn't care if anybody's talking about me anyway, but I think that it's important to have your ears open in this city because you could have a crazy person. Like, there are a lot of crazy people in this city. Like, nuts. Somebody who can just, two nights ago, where we were out, and some guy was just like, you know, yelling. He was very happy. I think he was on PCP or E or something, but he was like really, really happy and smiling, but he'd get really, really angry, and you could see it in his eyes that he was just mad or something. And I was, you know, talking with him, and he would say something like, "I want to kill you." And I was like, "Holy crap." I was like, "It's time to go." And so, like, one of the dudes came up, one of the bouncer guys. He's like, "Hey, is that guy giving you problems?" Like, "Ah, I think he's just on something. He's just..." And
what guy came up to you? A cop?
No, like a bouncer or a guy, a big dude that, you know, was at the bar.
Who, oh, it was in a bar?
Yeah, it was in a bar.
I thought you were talking about subways.
No.
Just in a bar.
No. Nothing's going to happen if something happens on the subway. They don't care about you there.
No.
No. You're safer in a bar than on a subway platform. You know?
It's true. Well, establishment, totally.
Yeah. So, movies that rule, movies that suck.
Can we define that a little bit a little bit more? Like, let's focus it in.
All right.
And say, give me like a genre.
I'll give you a movie that rules.
All right, give me a movie that rules.
WALL-E.
I have not seen WALL-E.
You should see WALL-E. Have you,
Professor?
I'm going to take the other side of that one.
Are you kidding me?
It's a movie that sucked.
Oh, man. Maybe movies that suck. You know, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he's just not. Maybe he's just a cold human being and he just doesn't like that.
Well, he did.
I
drink some coffee beer.
Yeah, he just gets.
You got to question someone who drinks coffee beer.
Yeah. No. Hey, I figured, you know, two great tastes that taste like shit together.
And, oh, it's gonna happen. Yeah. It's gonna happen.
So WALL-E.
Awesome. WALL-E.
It was awesome. I'll let you in a little secret, man.
Yeah.
Had a little tear. Got a little.
A little Denzel tear. You're a one-sided tear.
I was gonna have those grapes.
Grapes are great.
Yeah.
It's the best thing that's ever happened to the radio show.
You know what? You know whose grapes those are?
Is this Scrap?
Scrap's grapes.
He's on a date with Artemis, isn't he?
He's on another mandate?
He's always on a mandate.
Because I think they were on a date last night. All right. Well, so anyways, WALL-E, right. I give it 5 stars. 5 out of 5.
All right.
All right. And my movies that suck?
All right.
10,000 BC. And I went in knowing that it sucked. Everything I heard about it was like, dude, this movie sucks. I turned it off after 15 minutes. I knew it was going to suck, but I just wanted to prove it for myself. And it sucked. And I fell asleep to it. And
it's funny, last week we were talking about Armageddon or the end of the world and that sort of thing, 2012.
Totally.
He's the guy who did 10,000 BC is making the movie 2012.
Oh,
all right, what are you going to do?
If that was my keyboard that you dropped the grape on.
Oh, grape.
On, yeah, I know.
What is the grape going to do?
I don't know. It's going to bounce.
It's going to bounce.
Yeah, it's going to bounce.
All right. We're going to move on.
Do you want to have a radio show? Or do
we're going to have a radio show. I'm eating the grapes. It's good grapes. What do you want from me?
They are good grapes.
So we were talking about before.
Yeah.
The professor is canning lots of people left and right over at his job.
Yeah.
Taking people out.
doing the paperwork.
It happens.
One thing I saw on the news.
Yeah.
I believe it's your hometown, Florida.
Yeah. It's actually a state.
Lawmakers there want to do drug tests for unemployment.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it's getting so out of hand.
Yeah.
They want to do drug testing for unemployment.
Really?
Yeah.
No. No, I mean, I think that's a tough call, man.
It's out of control.
That is a tough call.
I can't think of anything worse than being unemployed and sober.
And sober, yeah, exactly. Right? I mean, what's the greatest thing about being unemployed is that you got a lot of time to do a lot of drugs and alcohol.
Totally,
that's correct. It. That's all that matters. Yeah.
My whole argument with the it's not really an argument, but the unemployment thing is I don't want to go on it. Like I want to go out and look for work. I don't, you know. I know a lot of people are on it. I know a lot of friends are on it, but I also know people that abuse it. And they're like, "Oh yeah, I get $400 a week, and and I'm working, you know, I'm doing this part-time work."
It's not
work.
An abuse. It's not abuse. It's your money.
Oh, that you're really
it's your money
that you're getting back.
Yeah, it used to be they had it so that unemployment was it's government money that you just collected.
Yeah,
and then you prove that you were looking for a job and blah 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 blah. But the way it works now is all the money that you were putting in. When you were working, all the money that you were paying for taxes, you accrue money that goes into.
Wow.
So the way I was on unemployment, it was probably the summer of Dave. It was the best summer I've ever had because I didn't do anything and I got paid for it. But what happens is you collect money when you – so I got unemployment because one of my show got canceled. And I got unemployment and I had a certain amount of money in my unemployment. And then when it runs out – you're dried up. You can't do unemployment anymore. So it's your money technically because you put money aside for the unemployment to get back.
Okay.
So it's not you're not milking anybody. You're not milking the government, really.
All right.
I managed to do it because I was getting money from Jersey and New York. Beautiful thing.
Nice. All right. Well, hey, that leads us to the Giggles grab bag. I got a little something.
Got a little grab bag.
Got a little grab bag for you.
What do you got in the Giggles grab bag?
Well, that's for you to find out.
I'm right. pulling out of this thing?
There's two things. So we got to do them both before the...
What is this, a knee pad? This is disgusting. I can't touch this. I don't even understand this bit.
It's for the unemployment, you know? It's
oh, unemployment grab bag.
For your job search.
I,
you know?
I love it.
Get a little...
The AIG grab bag.
Totally. What do you think about that? Making them repay the... making repay the bonuses.
I think the biggest topic about the AIG is there's a lot of like there's a senator from can't remember where he's from, Senator Charles Grassley. He said AIG bonuses, the executives should resign or kill themselves.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So then there's like, and I watched the whole thing with Liddy. I watched the whole thing with him, which I really kind of feel bad for the guy. Because I've followed the whole AIG, and I kind of have a good understanding of what's going on with it. And the whole AIG thing is that there was, in the past couple of years,
boring the hell out of me, dude.
There have been like four people who have been CEOs of the company.
Yeah.
And he was only instated in September. So he's kind of got everything thrown at him. Totally. And now he's just kind of going, I'm kind of like a sitting duck, and I didn't even know what was going on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's kind of just sitting there and, like, you know, and then everyone wants them to come forward who got this money. And it wasn't even bonuses. It was more of retention funds.
Yeah. They want the head on the stake. People, Americans now are like.
But people are going to, you know, I think if anyone gives their name up as to who got this money, they're going to have to lock themselves up. They're going to have to go into seclusion.
Yeah.
Because they're going to get, head on a stake.
Head on a stake.
But what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? All right.
What do you got?
What do you got? Oh, hey, by the way.
All right.
Thanks for letting me borrow your car.
Hell yeah, the car. I went into the trunk today, and there was a giant water cooler in my trunk.
Yeah.
What were you doing with a water cooler?
I wanted to I really wanted a gallon of water, but I went to Lowe's after going to two car washes, because I told you I'd wash your car for you, for letting me borrow it.
Washing of the car. Go on. We'll get to that.
Wait, so you didn't even wash it. You just drove it through a car wash.
No.
I would have been so happy if he just drove it through a car wash. The kid went and washed the car himself, but used a dirty rag to wash the car. So there's like just pushed dirt all around my car. I found like four or five like deep scratches.
Really?
Yeah, like on the hood.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you.
Yeah?
You guys heard about the, not to cut you off, but there's like a new automobile paint, or a paint that scientists had developed, that when it gets scratches, you leave it in the sun, and it basically, there's like a component to the paint, and it breaks the strand of this component, but when it's in the sun, it melts a little bit and readheres those components, and your scratch disappears.
Wow. Sounds very scientific.
Yeah. The whole thing is scientific.
I really like that.
Yeah. So if you have an angry ex-girlfriend that likes to key your car, she's out of luck.
Yeah, as long as you put it in the sun.
Totally.
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah, thanks for stealing my thunder there, Professor.
Well, I mean, you bring out this terrible grab bag that has a dirty knee pad in it. You do that again, you're going to get a glass shard over your head.
True, but I was thinking, if your job's on the line, knee pads might be the perfect thing.
I guess if you're painting and you're redoing floors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I've really never done that yet. Let me ask you this. I guess you have, because you're a working man.
Yeah.
You've done a lot of work with your hands.
Totally. Jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades. What has been your like most physical labor job?
Ooh. I was a was a few of them. I was a cement, like I did a little bit of cement, but cement I was like the grunt for the cement company. It was like my brother-in-law's brother, and he'd have me going out there. But I mean, hot Florida sun, and I was out there smoothing dirt and, you know, driving in stakes and carrying, you know, cinder blocks, and that was like tough work. And then that was pretty tough. That was one of the – I think that might have been the toughest. So, and I also did tile installation, which was pretty tough because you have to carry the –
So you're a manual labor man.
Yeah, man. I don't mind getting down and dirty.
And as we heard from your mom,
you're
a little mixed up.
Yeah, totally. So
– Professor, what's the most physically labored job you've ever had?
In terms of the physicality, I don't know, but I did one summer in South Florida. Roofing.
Ooh. That's a tough job. That's the most dangerous job, I believe.
It could have been, although it was more just the heat and the sheer exhaustion.
Sure.
Physically, it wasn't.
There's a lot of tar, isn't it involved?
Yeah. To this day, the smell of tar is absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
I believe, though, that is the most dangerous job.
Yeah. I believe it.
That and mining.
Yeah. That would be, Alaskan crab fishing.
Alaskan. Why? Because you watch that on the Discovery Channel?
Listen, man, if I'm going to go over and board, I'd rather be in like the waters of South Florida than Alaska.
Sure.
So, yeah. All right, well, let's take a break.
And all right, we'll take a little break.
And we'll rock it out.
Bam.
Yeah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bold.
These hand motions you're giving me, what do they mean?
It means let it play.
Let it play out,
let
man.
It play for a little bit.
Yeah, it's a good song. I think it's one of the happiest songs.
Yeah.
Wildflowers, Tom Petty's greatest hits, greatest album.
Who was the last? Who was the last artist we played?
That was the Beatles.
Beatles. Okay, yeah, cool. I'm trying to get more musically in.
The Beatles being the most popular band in the world, he just doesn't. They're a new band, actually. Beatles. Have you heard of them?
No, dude.
They're really making their way.
Nice.
Yeah, I've actually heard some people say bigger than Jesus.
Really?
Yeah.
I was listening.
Holy
some,
crap!
Some Beatles today, actually.
Yeah.
Good.
There you go.
Yeah. It's real good.
So here's something that is actually
interesting.
Yeah, actually, it's probably one of the bigger interesting things that I've heard as of late. The Great Turnoff.
Oh, March 28th.
March 28th. I know about it. I've heard about it. 8:30 for an hour. Turn all the power off in the world.
Let's do it. We should have a show.
And during it, and we'll be the only assholes having the power on,
broadcasting live.
Do you think it's physically possible?
Yeah. I'm sure some places can't turn off their lights, but if 100,000 people do it, then, you know, if 500 people do it.
Sure. If 500 people do it, that's not going to do anything.
Oh, it's going to...
But is it physically possible for the entire world to shut their power down for 1 hour?
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, computer systems and hospitals and...
And you got hospitals.
Yeah.
I mean, for one, I work for Fox. That's a 24-hour news organization.
Right.
I don't think that they are going to turn off.
But they have the backup power through Satan. So Satan
does
through
power.
His thermal energy power in hell with the fires is, you know, turning the...
It's turning for O'Reilly. It's turning for the O'Reilly man.
So I think you guys will be fine. You guys will be good.
I just don't think it's physically possible. And if it was, it would take a lot of planning.
Well, there will be naysayers, you know?
Sure.
You know, I think it's a good idea, man. Get people to, like...
It is a good idea.
Yeah. You should see Wally, man. You should really see it. I wish you would have done a little research.
You're really into the good movie, bad movie. We'll do one of those a week. I like that. Good movie, bad movie.
Totally.
You get, the review is, I like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it. And then end of story.
Hey, I got to send something out there.
All right, what do you got?
We need a new faucet. In studio faucet. Our faucet's a little messed up.
In studio faucet.
So I'm going to try to go out there. If anybody has any resources, faucets. You know, I know the common answer will be Home Depot. I don't want to go to Home Depot. I want to,
sure.
You know, I want to be like, yo, I'm getting a new faucet. You know, somebody that has some bucks and like, oh, I just bought a new Moen or a Kohler or, you know, whatever, you know, those faucets are. You can have my old faucet.
Is this a plug? I don't understand what you're
doing. It's not a plug. We need a new faucet here.
You're just looking to say, hey, guys out there.
We need a faucet.
If you bring me a faucet, I'd be happy. Why don't you just go to Home Depot and get one?
Well, that costs money.
Will you?
And I'm trying to do things a little bit greener here. You know, reduce, reuse, recycle.
So you're looking for a used faucet.
That's clean.
That's clean.
Yeah. What?
I don't know. I'm down. Help the man out. Get him a faucet.
Yeah, help us
all right,
out.
This is really good radio. So here's something I was thinking about the other day.
Life?
I can't stand shows anymore where someone gets voted off.
No.
I'm just done with them. But here's the thing.
Right.
Out of all the reality shows that are out there now, which reality show do you think you would do well on? Where do you think you would go all the way on?
Amazing Race.
The Amazing Race.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're not good with directions. I tell you to go one place, you go the other.
Me? You tell me to go to, don't even start with me. Don't even start. I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to sink to your level. What? No.
Yeah.
And you, what kind of show, what do you think you'd be good on?
I think I would do well with like a survivor. Like maybe the way I would work it was just buddy up with people and make just go all the way. You know, I think I can convince people that I'm a good person.
Right.
Which would allow me to go far.
Yeah.
Those type of shows.
It's sort of like an alliance, like the semi-alliance that you have here with me, saying that we're going to do a radio show.
Right, and then I say, "Oh man, don't let them screw with you like the way they do." Yeah. And then I screw with you just on the opposite end. Yeah,
I love that you're saying "screw" because we were talking earlier about
we're going to get a swear jar.
Yeah, we're going to get a swear jar because you know it's tough watching you. Or it's not. Actually,
we should get you a swear jar, and when you get enough money, buy a faucet.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Buy a fucking faucet.
Buy a fucking faucet. How much could there's at least two you quarters
on,
we can
you're
put
on
in
your
there.
Way, man.
You should fill. You owe two quarters. All right. A swear jar.
All right. A swear jar. I like it. We should just put it right in the middle.
That's a high-end swear jar.
It is a high-end swear jar.
I think quarter for an F-bomb is pretty good.
And dime for
dime for like a you know a B or an A.
An A. Here we are talking. This is actually interesting because the other day we'll shift gears a little bit.
Yeah.
The other day Obama was on Leno.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the biggest things that come out of that was how he talked about the Special Olympics.
Yeah.
Which I should have had to play the clip. Maybe I'll play it right now. But he said something along the lines of I bowled a 129. It's kind of like the Special Olympics, and that kind of threw everyone up in
totally.
A tizzy.
Because people have always known Obama to be like, oh, he wouldn't say that. Oh,
but I mean, you know, it's like we sit around. We could, if I say something like that, you would say something like that. We'd all be like, oh yeah, the Special Olympics.
Yeah.
It's just something that just you say. But now he's under like super scrutiny.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah. super.
But
super
this is
scrutiny.
Also why a president should not go on.
Late night talk show.
Like, he should not be just doing entertainment. It's
right.
not the job of a government to be doing entertainment.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing about this is that, which is actually funny, they want to take the word retard and make it the R word. So now we're gone. We've dumbed that down to the R word.
Okay.
Which is actually funny because on the show when I work for Fox,
yeah.
they don't allow that on the show. They tell you to use the R word, and then they'll drop you if you say it.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of like it's becoming a large.
Do they say mentally or physically challenged, mentally handicapped,
whatever it's going to be. But they want you to use the word R word now.
You know, I'm all for free speech, but just because you can say it doesn't mean you should.
And
that's
you
something
I swear
jar. Yeah. And then, like, I've known friends who've had, you know, special needs. I've known friends with, you know, brothers and sisters with special needs.
I work with someone who has special needs.
Yeah. And I'd feel terrible. You son of a B.
Wow, you sounded so terrible.
Oh, you know,
professor's over there, kind of drifting off,
speechless.
All right, go on.
No, I mean, I said something the other day. I was like, "What are you guys? You know, we're working," and I was like, "Did everybody eat their retard sandwiches?" You know,
did everyone look at you funny?
Kind of.
I would.
Yeah,
but I look at you funny anyway.
Yeah. So I would. I'll take it out.
Sure.
I'll take it out of my language.
Sure.
Special needs.
Special needs.
Do it. Easy. There it is.
There it is.
So I got something else for the giggle. Oh wait, before the giggles, grab bag. Round two. We got a plug. We got to
not reach my hand in the bag again.
We don't have to do it, but I want to do it. So this Tuesday, if you get this show before Tuesday, March 24th, the Pie Boys are playing at Rockwood Music Hall at 9 p.m. 196 Allen Street. It is free. That is the name of the game. It's free.
Did you get your plug out?
F-R-E-E. Pie Boys Flat, Rockwood Music Hall, Tuesday, March 24th.
On the website, there is the video that you cut for the Pie Boys Flat, which we all went to, and there was the monopod incident, which we all remember so well.
But moving forward, the video looks good, I think.
Yeah, I've heard naysayers.
You're always going to hear naysayers.
I didn't say nay.
No nay?
I think I said generally it's pretty good.
It was pretty good. I was actually impressed.
Yeah.
Pretty impressed.
Well, despite the monopod incident, it turned out pretty good.
Well, there's going to be some incidents.
The monopod incident was a pretty good one.
All right, dude of the day.
Who's your dude of the day?
Cesar Millan. You don't even know who he is.
I do know. He's a dog guy.
Yeah.
I will not allow him to have the dude of the day.
You're
I know him.
You know him personally?
I know. Well, he's on my show a lot.
Really?
And he's an asshole.
You serious?
I'm 100% serious.
You're serious?
I'm 100% serious. He's like a prima donna.
You're
he
kidding?
Doesn't talk to the crew. He doesn't talk to...
What?
He doesn't. He just thinks he's above everybody, so he doesn't talk to anybody, and he cannot train dogs for the crap of it. He cannot. He came on and he tried to teach Juliet's dog. He came on and he tried to teach one of our other dogs.
Right.
they're still just as bad as they were before.
Really?
So how's your dude of the day?
All right. Well, you know, I mean, if all right, you just faced me, dude. Yeah, I thought he was pretty good. I watched some shows.
Why? Give me your pros about Cesar Millan.
I don't know. I like his style with like the dogs, and like he's got this, you know, huge dog compound, which I'm sure he doesn't. I mean, I don't know how much time he spends there.
He doesn't have a dog.
He's probably on an island in Bahamas, you know, and he's just. But you know, he's caught the market, man. He's riding the wave, dude, with the whole Michael Vick BS. And then all that stuff, he's riding the wave of like.
So he's using dogs to get ahead.
I mean, there are dog shows all that. There's Dogtown. There's like, there's at least three or four different
dog shows.
And
then we have to vote dogs off to get to the number one, and they get the $1 million. Yeah, it's great, great industry we got going here. Fuck, I'm putting a quarter in the swear jar.
All right, so Cesar Millan is not my dude of the day anymore. Yeah. Just, you know.
I think I'm going to give the dude of the day to. The professor.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
Yeah, for throwing up on the subway.
Claiming that L train.
Before 9 p.m., dude.
Before 9 p.m. It was beautiful.
Long before 9 p.m.
But in your regards, well, that doesn't make sense, in your defense, it wasn't the quantity, it was the quality.
Correct. It was one beer with the worst quality that I've ever had.
Yeah, you seem like a guy that would like buy bad beer. Like, I just don't think you have good beer taste.
Thanks, dude. Yeah. If there wasn't a swear jar involved, I'd tell you what I really think.
You have to go to the ATM for that swear jar.
Wow.
All right. So here, Giggles grab bag, round two.
I'm not touching that bag. Give it to the professor because I don't want anything in that bag.
No, it's good. It's good. I put the knee pads back in there to shuffle it a little bit.
Yeah, because I don't want them.
All right. Reach in there.
I don't want.
Don't touch the knee pads, then.
I got something.
All right.
I got a piece of paper.
Yeah.
What is this? Gaze? Is this a poem you wrote? All right, read me this poem.
No, this is for you to read.
I can't read your handwriting. It's chicken scratch.
You're kidding me.
I can't. I take a glance at you and begin to smile. I'd love to be with you.
Wait,
can we get some
poem music?
All right, if we get some, you're the actor. Yeah. So I want you to read this poem that you've written for. Who'd you write this for?
You.
You wrote this. Holy Christ. Okay. All right. I'm going to find the perfect poem fit for.
All right. You find your poem music. I'm going to do another plug. We've got the Spring Music Fling, an evening of women's live music, Wednesday, April 1st, 2009, from 7 to 10 p.m. at Pianos in the upstairs lounge. And this is Wednesday, April 1st. Yeah, let's link up for that. So it's women's live music. So I like chicks that can. Sing sure. and drum sure. and play piano. That's cool.
Check
it out, dude.
All right.
Send no cover charge.
We'll put it up on the
no cover charge. We'll another free event.
We'll put it up on the old
the website.
Yeah, it's a recession special. Free events.
Free events. I like that.
And I'm going to give you some song. I want you to read your poem.
Yeah, this is so much more gayer if I'm reading it. I think it's cooler if you read it though.
No, I ain't reading.
Let's take a vote in studio vote for Dave to read the. No, it's just me.
It's just you. All right. You're reading your own.
Thanks, guys.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. A little freestyle, sort of?
Do whichever you gotta do. It'll come in a second. Ready?
I take a glance at you and begin to smile. I'd love to be with you for a long, long while. I never tire of your beautiful face. A love like yours I'd never replace. Take my hand at yours and walk with me. Wherever we'd end up is fine, you see. It doesn't matter where we are. It doesn't matter ever how far.
I'm walking out.
I got one more stanza. I got one more verse. All right. I look again at your wonderful smile. It captivates, moves me all the while. Making my heart race, my insides swell. If only you'll stay with me, time will tell.
Get this shit out of here!
It's good, dude. It's good. It's good. He's out. We're going to break. I've never had somebody walk out of a studio when I read him a poem. You know, usually they cry or they say thank you, but they've walked out. Man.
Alright, well,
if poetry won't get him, then something else will. We're taking a break. We'll be right back.
Let me get right to the point. I'm smarter than you. and I'm going to find out what I want to know. And I'm going to get it from you whether you like it or not.
Sprung.
You're all camping men.
Yeah.
A lot of camping men in this room.
Yeah.
What? Here's a question I was thinking about the other day about camping.
Mm-hmm.
What one thing would you want out in the woods if you can have it? I have a follow-up question.
First answer would be my survival knife. But I would want, like, depending on the season, I'd want warm clothes. You know, there's not really one thing that's the ability to make fire, the knowledge to be able to make fire.
Cause all right.
I think I could possibly do it, but I've never really tried to make fire from stones or.
So basically, what you're saying is you don't know the techniques to make these things. So maybe the best thing for you to have would be like a survival book.
The book's not going to do me any good.
But it'll teach you how to make fire in the wilderness.
Yeah, I'd rather know how to make fire before I get out in the wilderness.
But I'm just throwing you out there. Like I drugged you up. Dragged you out to the woods and left you there. I could leave you with one thing.
Yeah.
What would that be?
I mean, like a gallon of water.
Gallon of water. Yeah. Why not?
Or a water purification. Purifier. If I had a water purification little thing, I'd be solid.
Dude. Solid. All right, here is the other question.
Yeah.
Now, I could leave you out in the woods. You have your water purifier.
Right.
And I could leave you out there with one sort of, like, electronic device. I'm going to throw out GPS because then that'll lead you out. I don't want you to come out.
No. What about a ham radio? Or like a, like sort of like a...
Some kind of communication
some
tool.
Sort of communication tool. Like a, you know, yeah, I would say a ham radio or some sort of like flare. It's not really electronic, but...
It's not electronic.
I've been lost out in the woods before. Like when I was...
In Florida?
No, in Wisconsin. My mom and I went on a road trip and we went up there to...
What? The eagle did not land that
The eagle has landed. Can you decipher your mom's phone call for me? Because I had no clue what she was talking about.
She said the eagle has landed. Means she's home safe.
She's home safe.
We travel a lot.
I thought she said she was in Atlanta or something.
She passed through Atlanta. She was up in Chicago with her friend for the weekend or for the week for a conference.
Recession has not hit the Giggle family.
No, she's got a good job. She's a nurse, so she's in need. Right. People are always getting sick.
You should tell her that to have her hospital shut down for an hour.
Yeah, right.
See, ain't going to happen.
Do you hear about those two hospitals in Queens that shut down?
Yeah, well, they're shutting down all over.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, so what about you?
What
radio?
About me?
What do you want?
Give me an iPod.
An iPod?
Yeah, why not? Give me some music.
Give me an iPod and a bag of mushrooms. I'm good.
I'm good for an hour.
That was actually going to be my answer.
Oh, yeah?
iPod and a bag of mushrooms.
Done. Done and done.
There it is.
Speaking of mushrooms, yeah. What do you think about the fish reunion? In Hampton.
The old fish reunion.
I mean, they're going to have reunions for the rest of their lives. I mean, there's all these big reunions.
Think of any great band. Has there ever been a great band that has not had a reunion? I'm going to throw this over to the professor.
The Beatles.
The Beatles have not had a great... But even still then, they decided to... Like, you thought the Beatles were still existing, so I'm not even going to talk to you.
No, I didn't.
No, he just discovered them.
He just discovered them.
This podcast.
Yeah, they're huge, man. But they decided not to tour anymore. And then they come out and when they did their rooftop jams. So it was kind of a reunion. It was still kind of a reunion.
But I think that was their farewell. That was their we're not going to tour anymore. Here's our rooftop jam.
This is it. The last
and there they go. Yeah, and they went out.
Yeah.
Didn't somebody else just do another rooftop jam recently? Like U2 or somebody did a U2. You know,
I think that was actually a farce. That was actually not the real band U2.
No. They did that though. A few years ago, there was a farce that went up there and like. Pretended to be U2. Yeah. Or no, I think they really was U2.
No, they pretended.
They pretended to be U2.
And they did pretty well. They had a lot of people come out.
Well, imitation is the highest form of flattery.
You say that a lot. But do you think, let me ask you this, do you think that if John and George were alive today, there would probably be a Beatles reunion? By now, there would have been one.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't see any bands that really would hold true to being like, you know, like the Rolling Stones, they're going to be doing their wheelchair reunions and forever and ever and ever. But they keep saying, yeah, we're going to stop. But getting back to the Fish, I actually saw a really funny thing about Fish. Looking for tickets online, this dude was trying to sell two tickets. And tickets for that first show when they came back were like $1,000 a piece, when really they only cost like $60 or something. This guy was selling two tickets for face value, but he wasn't selling them without an art piece that he put together of Fish. And I looked at the art piece, and it was just a bunch of pictures, like, of, like, he just took off the internet and put on, like, a piece of, like, a bigger piece of paper.
Yeah.
And he was selling that for $950. And you couldn't buy the tickets without buying the art piece.
He really wanted somebody to buy his art.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that sounds just about right.
Whatever.
Yeah. All right. My question for you.
All right.
My deep question of the day. If there were one person that passed away in the past, you know, say 30 to 40 years, well, let's say 50, one person in this century that passed away, who'd still be alive today, who would you bring back?
I don't understand the question.
All right. So you say John Lennon. You know, I think John Lennon, if he were alive today, there'd be a lot of different things going on. I think, you know, he was a good speaker. You know, he was a good, I don't know, he's like sort of like a beacon of hope for a lot of people. You know, he said, listen, just chill out. We're just trying to do our thing.
He was a peace man.
He was a peace man. You know what I'm saying? Like, who would you be like, dang, man, I wish he was still alive?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Who do you think would... Professor, who do you got?
Just pass it on.
Pass it on. Let me think about this.
I probably just off the top of my head would have picked John Lennon, but I feel like you can't do that now.
It's tough. It's pretty tough.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're looking at like a musician slash prophet of peace and spreading the good word, maybe Bob Marley.
Yeah,
the old Marley.
But people are like, they lift Bob Marley up to like God status. A lot of people.
Well, they did because he got shot and survived.
Oh yeah.
So they believed he was some sort of God.
Yeah.
And he brought Jamaica together for a very short period of time. Brought the two leaders that were fighting together.
Yeah.
But if I were going to choose someone to be alive today, solely based on their art, it would probably be Kubrick.
Stanley Kubrick? Are you Googling this right now?
No, I'm not Googling anything.
Yeah.
If it was going to be someone that I could bring back solely based on their ongoing art to be able to continue doing what they were doing, it would be Stanley Kubrick.
What about like social justice? You know,
yeah, I don't really care.
You don't care about that stuff?
Could care less.
That's awesome.
Now, let me ask you a follow-up question.
Follow-up?
Three words. Eyes wide shut.
See, I was actually talking about this the other day. I was having an eyes wide shut discussion.
Gay.
It's not a terrible movie, but it was terribly looked at because it had Tom Cruise in it and what's her name?
Nicole Kidman.
Who, because they were like, it was their last film together. They were just breaking up, and it was like this whole like thing around it that made everyone go, ugh, I can't deal with that. And it wasn't a terrible movie. It had like a pretty good feel around it. Like that's what Kubrick was. He was all about emotion and feeling.
I agree.
And it wasn't a bad film. It was more like a Lynch movie than it was a Kubrick movie, but it still had like a good quality to it. But because of the air, you just don't use Tom Cruise.
Do you know what his original choice for that role was?
No, who was it?
Steve Martin.
That would have been
pretty
wild.
See, he wanted Steve Martin.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Steve Martin can play some like deep, dark character. He's a good actor. You know, he's gotten pegged into the comedy thing.
Yeah.
You know?
This is really taking a nosedive.
He's a really great guy.
It's 37 degrees out currently.
Don't go down that road.
Don't do the weather?
Don't do that road.
What else is in your grab bag?
I got the Giggles message of hope.
You got a lot of little liners today. I love it. What do you got?
You know, things, it's always darkest just before they turn out the lights.
Who said that?
Oh no, turn on the lights.
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to give some hope to the people, man, because a lot of people are losing their jobs and people are poor. I don't know. I don't have a job.
Oh, man.
Look at what I'm doing on a Saturday night near you know, doing a radio show, but it's fun. It's keeping me going.
Keeping you going.
And when I tell people, I'm like, yo, you know, I do a radio show, they're like, really? It kind of gives me some clout.
Yeah, but last week we had Giggles 1.0. We have Giggles 2.0 this week, which is a much better man.
Yeah.
Last week you said that you were out, and so someone was introduced to you as saying, oh, you have a radio show?
Yeah.
And you told me that you had no, like passion for no feeling about the radio show. Has it changed?
It has changed. Because, you know, then I was just like, ah, this is just garbage. Because we're just talking. We're just, you know, we're
it's a talk show.
You know, vocal garbage.
It's a talk show.
It's a talk show. Right. You just want to talk. I don't want to listen to you for an hour straight. Yeah, let's throw some music and some social events going on.
No one wants to listen to music, though. They turn on K-Rock. Oh, that's right. K-Rock changed. No one wants to listen to music anymore.
Really?
Nobody wants to listen to music anymore.
I like music. I'm getting into FM radio, man, like nobody's business.
What are you listening to? Because when I also hear another back on the car route.
Yeah.
When I got into the car, it was some like Spanish nonsense. I didn't know what was going on. It was pump. It was pumping.
It was pumping. I love listening to like, I don't know if it's merengue or salsa or reggaeton, but like when I'm driving and it's, you know, I just want to listen to like, boom, takatum, 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 takarakatakatum, takatakatum, takatakatum. You know, like I like, and I'm also getting better at my Spanish. And
all right, give me some Spanish.
I'm conjugating my verbs. Yo escribo con mi izquierda mano. That's butchered, but what I was really trying to say, and if I had more time to think about it, I was going to say I write with my left hand, which we both do, which is pretty cool, I think, for the listeners at home.
Right.
We're both left-handed dudes.
That's interesting. Do you feel persecuted as a lefty?
Nah, dude, I love it.
Really?
I love being left-handed.
Most lefties I know feel persecuted.
Pussies.
Interesting.
You know?
Swear jar. That's at least...
That's 10 cents right
there.
That's
at least 10 cents right there.
So...
Wow.
Yeah, man.
We're going to get into lefty next week.
Yeah?
Because I have an issue with those right-handed mother...
Effers.
Yeah. I won't do it because I don't have a quarter in my pocket.
You don't? You got nothing. We got a scratch-off ticket, though, that we're going to cash in.
Yeah. Well, we tried to do scratch-off today, but the ATM was shut down.
Yeah. We're doing one next week, right?
We'll do one next week.
Nice. I like that.
What else we got next week? I want to bring in Ray Bones next week as a guest. He's
okay.
A good man.
All
He's
right.
in the war. We'll talk to
do
Ray.
It. A little bit more action.
Yeah. Maybe we'll bring in a band next week.
Yeah?
Get on that. See if you can bring someone in.
All right. Well, for our listeners, man, if you know people's bands, you know, you're in a band, you know, send us some stuff.
Play?
DavidGiggles@gmail.com. Send us some MP3s. We'll try to play them. We'll try to get them in studio. We're all about spreading the love.
Totally.
Yeah, man. Good show, dude.
Good show.
Look good.
Yeah. So, anything else happening throughout the weekend? What's happening this week? You have any more plugs?
I'm working 6 days in a row this week, which is awesome.
That's good.
That's great.
That's good.
Yeah. So that's good for a freelancer.
It is good for a freelancer.
It is good for a freelancer, man.
What jobs you have this week?
All catering. Catering and maybe a little bit of video. So we're gonna pay the bills this week.
Yeah.
So
alright.
Yeah, man.
Alright.
I mean, you wanna kiss? You wanna hug? What do you want, dude? You wanna read
Did
another
you tell
poem?
Me that Scrap was leaned in the other day?
Leaned in what?
Leaned in
for a kiss?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just joking.
It's joking. So you can't tell me these things, I'll take it to heart.
Yeah?
Don't be lying to me.
I'm not. I feel like we should hug or something.
No, there's no hug. There's no hug needed. This is a good show. There was no negativity. That's Giggles good. 2.0 is back.
Yeah.
Giggles is back.
He's back.
Giggles is back.
Yo, thanks to Professor for helping us out.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
Idly hey.
Go home.
Doodly do.
Sad that we have to go.